The cooking area was an open space. A row of stoves had been built from stones and metal grills. Uncle Curtis went over to a table where some campers were eating. He came back with half a bag of charcoal. $10 for this, he complained. Fellow lovers of nature, my eye. Well, maybe it's the membership fee to the club, I said. Uncle Curtis shot me a dirty look as he poured charcoal from the bag into the pit beneath the metal grill. Without lighter fluid, it took a little work and a lot of fanning and blowing before the coals caught. As the coals slowly turned red, we began to set our stuff out on a nearby picnic table. The previous cooks had not bothered to clean the grill. Uncle Curtis, though, had brought a spatula. He used it to scrape the metal bars. In the meantime, we unwrapped the paper. The hot dogs were fused together into a lump the size of a football. No matter how hard we tried, we could not break them apart. Wait! Bobby proudly opened his borrowed mess kit and took out a fork. When he tried to pry a hot dog off, the tines bent. We still hadn't freed any hot dogs by the time the coals were ready. By now, Uncle Curtis was too impatient to be careful. Lifting the mass of hot dogs, he set the whole fused lump on the grill. I'll pry them off as they develop.